there are 83 counties in Michigan, and a local author thinks there's something interesting about every one of them. In fact, Barbara Vandermolen has written a two-volume set of books called Discovering Michigan County by County, Your A to Z Guide to Each of the 83 Counties in the Great Lakes State. One volume covers the Lower Peninsula, the other takes on the Upper Peninsula. It's for anyone who likes to explore every nook and cranny of the state, either in person or vicariously through the pages of a book. Current state Scott Pohl talked with Barbara Vandermolen about discovering Michigan county by county.
I'm going to start by asking you, what was your motivation for writing? I'm going to say these books. It started as this book. What got you started in writing about each of Michigan's 83 counties?
Well, it was really two things put together. One, I was a step-on guide in Lansing, which means I would step on a busload of people who have come to tour the city. And I had done enough research that I developed 18 different tours for people to choose from. But I also knew that there was no one resource that you could go to get a wide variety of information. And the second aspect was, if I would walk into a bookstore and I would want a book on Michigan, there was lots of wonderful topical books, like for state parks or sunken ships or lighthouses, but nothing that gave the wide picture. So I really wrote the book that I wanted to buy. And I wrote it from the perspective, if I was a in your car with you as you were driving around the state, and I was giving you a tour of each county, this is the information that I would be giving you.
Have you been to all 83 counties?
Almost all 83 counties. I did a lot of my research online, but then I had contacts in every county. One of the things that I did when I finally decided that I wanted to finish the books, because I worked on and off for 9 years on the book, is I ended up partnering with Michigan Farm Bureau. And they have people in every county. So they provided a lot of the 1,900 pictures in the book. They provided that. And consequently, I split the profits with the Michigan Foundation for Agriculture 50-50.
Here's why I asked that question. And you meet people from time to time who say their goal is to be in all 50 states or visit all 50 state capitals, that sort of thing, or to be on all seven continents at some point. Are there people who have a travel goal of visiting all 83 counties?
Oh, yes. I have met them. Actually, that is one of my goals. I still have a few of the western UP counties that I need to visit.
Now, this book, I assume, if you find it in a bookstore, it's going to be in the travel section. And
yes.
And yet, I'm not sure I'd call it a travel book. There's lots more in this than things to see and do. There's lots of factual, almost a farmer's almanac, sort of factual background on each county.
That would be true. It's the kind of information like the information on the agriculture or the celebrations or things to see and do or the museums, demographic information, jokes. There's just all kinds of information that you'll not find anyplace else. I know for sure that there's no book or website like this book because I've done the research. I've also been told that there's no other book like it on any other state. That's how unique it is. It's a whole new genre in travel books.
You mentioned jokes. There's nothing funnier than a good Antrim County joke.
I can't remember what jokes I put in Antrim County.
Okay, now you've kind of spelled it out this way, but I want to make it clear to listeners. You call these books an A to Z guide, and here's what you find when you crack the book open. Let's say you turn to the pages for Ingham County. You have 26 categories, A through Z.
That's correct.
About not just Ingham County, but every county in the state of Michigan. So A is agriculture, something about the agricultural history or current agricultural activity in every one of the counties. B is something else. C is
That's something else.
J is jokes.
Yes.
So
H is historical markers, where I summarize the interesting historical markers in the county. And O is origins, how the villages and cities got their names, which was kind of my favorite. I thought that was a lot of fun to do.
So there must have been challenging letters of the alphabet to categorize in this way.
And surprisingly enough, S was the most
really
challenging. Yes.
So what is S?
A state of Michigan. It's something that can apply to the entire state. And that includes things like the state flower and the state bird and whatever. But that was the challenge, S.
Now, when you first wrote the book, it was a book.
Yes.
And it's
one
now,
volume.
That's right. And it's now two books because you have separate volumes for both the Lower Peninsula
yes.
and the UP.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
The first publisher published the book as one entire book. And then when we got a second publisher, he decided he wanted it in two volumes, the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula. And that kind of divided the price. So it wasn't such a big bite at one time. People could choose one or the other if they couldn't afford the entire one volume.
We're talking with Barbara Vandermolen, author of Discovering Michigan County by County, your A to Z guide to each of the 15 counties of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and a separate volume covering the 68 counties of Michigan's Lower Peninsula. And I will say that the book covering the Lower Peninsula, I might describe it as phone book size.
Yes.
So splitting it up into these two volumes, the UP volume is naturally
much thinner.
Substantially thinner, but it's kind of nice to have them separated. I'm going to take a trip to the UP. Maybe I'll grab the thinner volume when I'm heading up to the bridge.
And they'll love it so much they're going to go back and buy the Lower Peninsula too.
Were there any particular categories in any particular counties that you had difficulty finding anything of interest to mention?
Well, there are a few counties. They don't have very many people in them, and they don't have much going on. And there was a few that were more challenging than the larger counties. But because we have the 26 categories set up, my other byline is that each county has a story to tell. And so I'm telling the stories of the big counties and the small counties. And yes, some of them were more challenging than others, but they still have their own story, and they're still somebody's hometown.
You know, I think this might be really interesting to someone who is new to Michigan to learn about the county where they have chosen to live and surrounding mm-hmm. counties, perhaps. That could be an interesting resource for somebody who's new to the state.
Yes, I say wherever you live, work, or play, we've got you covered. Whether you're new, and I know I've sold a lot of books to people who are new, but I've also sold most of the books to people who've lived there their whole life. For example, we live here in Lansing, East Lansing, and you're driving to Traverse City. What do you know about all those counties between here and Traverse City? And if you've got it on your lap, or the passenger has it on their lap while they're driving along and sharing the information as they go, that is a fun thing to do.
You mentioned doing a lot of research online, but I also imagine you might have needed to actually call some of these counties and speak with people
yes.
who live in some of these counties. Was there a lot yeah. of that kind of legwork involved?
Well, I contacted the Convention and Visitors Bureaus, some of the chambers and Chamber of Commerces in the various counties, and then our Farm Bureau contacts in the county. Because once I put the information down, I needed to have a resident verify my information to make sure that my perspective on what was going on in their county was correct. So, yes, I have been in contact with at least a couple people in every county.
You told me before we started recording that these books were made to skim. Those were your
mm-hmm.
words. You're not expecting this to be a textbook for a class or anything of that sort, although it could in some
cases,
I suppose.
Professor friend here at Michigan State who is pushing very hard for that to happen.
So when you say it was made to skim, you're not
okay.
expecting this to be something that gets horribly dog-eared over the years necessarily. Just once in a while when the mood strikes you or you're going to a new place you've never been before, something you can grab and spend a few minutes with.
Yes. It's because it's not an in-depth study on anything. That's why I use the word made to skim. It's a paragraph about the lighthouse in a certain county. It's not an entire book on that lighthouse. My perspective is if I'm traveling around, I just want to know if the lighthouse is open for tours. And when I get there, then I can get more information on it.
There are so many photos. Where did you get all of the photographs in these books?
Well, I told you that I had partnered with Michigan Farm Bureau, and so all the major photos they were able to obtain for me. The smaller photos, I took a lot of those when I was driving around the state. And I particularly made trips off roads, get off the highway and take the back roads to get a lot of those really pretty pictures.
Is writing a full-time endeavor for you?
I don't really consider myself a writer. I'm a researcher and an organizer. Organizing is my gift. And to put this book together, for example, I used over 90 resources per chapter. You got to be really organized to do that for 83 different chapters. See, this isn't stuff that I pulled out of my head and made up. Okay, this is facts and information that I gathered from, like I said, over 90 resources per chapter.
Now, Barb, I will confess that your books had escaped my attention until a recent column you wrote in the Lansing State Journal. They have a column, I believe it's on Thursday mornings in the paper.
Yes, in the Michigander section.
Yeah, about why people individually love Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote one of those
recently,
and your books came to my attention that way. What spurred you to write that column? What do you love about Michigan?
Well, you know, when I was first of all, let me answer your first question. A lot of those columns are written by people who traveled all over Michigan. Their dad would, you know, pack the family in the station wagon, and they would go up and see Tequamanon Falls or whatever. Well, I wrote it from the perspective that I was a little girl who grew up, and I didn't go anyplace. We didn't do anything. My dad worked Saturdays, and Mondays my brother and I were in school. Finances might have been a problem, so I never saw the bridge until I was married. I never saw a sunset on Lake Michigan until I was in college. And so I wanted people to know that even though as an adult you might not have seen much of Michigan already, it's never too late to start. Because Michigan is still waiting there to be explored. And we are an unusual state. One, we have more agricultural products grown in our state than any other state except for California. And two, our geographic location and our variety of climates make that agriculture possible, but it also makes it a beautiful place to visit because we have so much variety.
Well, if someone needed me to answer the question, how can you prove that you love the state of Michigan? I would say doing 9 years of research is a pretty good sign that you love Michigan.
Yeah, I worked on and off for 9 years. I probably have 5,000 to 6,000 hours into the project. I had a vision and a passion, and I loved every moment of it.
The books are available in all the usual places?
Yes, they're available in bookstores, and you can go to my website online, just key in Discovering Michigan County by County, and it would take you right to my website.
Barbara Vandermolen is author, compiler, you might say, of Discovering Michigan County by County, the two volumes, one covering the Lower Peninsula, one covering the Upper Peninsula. Thank you so much. Nice meeting you.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.